Hello, this is George Waring, and I'm reading this column to you today from The Underground in Uptown Butte. It should appear in the October-November issue of the Butte Weekly, entitled, Now's the Time to Strengthen Social Security. Way back in mid-August, I received an action request from Sarah Christofferson, the Legislative and Policy Director of the Americans for Tax Fairness Action Fund. Sarah explained that her group was demanding Congress act to shore up the Social Security Trust Fund and expand benefits for millions of Americans. This is what Sarah wrote. While under the Trump administration, we had a commissioner of the Social Security Administration who was openly hostile to Social Security. Now we have an opportunity under President Joe Biden to make improvements to Social Security that will impact the lives of millions of Americans today and for generations to come. Now, the following full explanation of what is at stake was written by Frank Clementi, the Executive Director of Americans for Tax Fairness Action Fund. Quote, 86 years ago today, Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed Social Security into law. It's time to build upon this critical program by strengthening and expanding Social Security, paid for by ensuring millionaires and billionaires pay their fair share. This month, as we celebrate 86 years of Social Security, it's time for Congress to strengthen and expand Social Security and ensure millionaires and billionaires start paying their fair share. Each year, Social Security serves 65 million Americans. And while Social Security has paid its monthly benefits in full and on time for 86 years, if nothing is done, beneficiaries will see an across-the-board benefit cut of 20% by 2034. Early this year, millionaires and billionaires stopped paying into Social Security, the FICA payroll tax. That's because once they've earned $142,800, they stopped contributing. That's their last cent paid towards Social Security. Remember, this year we discovered the United States has about 750 billionaires. All of them stopped paying the tax very early in the year. So, if Congress required these guys to pay into Social Security on a larger share of their income, like everyone else who makes less than $142,800 has to do, we could not only expand Social Security for millions of people, we could extend the lifespan of the trust fund. The plan in Congress to do just that was introduced in legislation by Representative John Larson of Connecticut. It's called the Social Security 2100 Act. Now, I'm reminded President Biden ran on that proposal to apply a 12.4% payroll tax split evenly between employee and employer on earnings above $400,000. That would affect the top 0.4% of wage earners. For about 40% of beneficiaries, Social Security provides a majority of their income. And for 1 in 6, it provides 90% or more of their income. In fact, 5 million seniors who rely on Social Security still live in poverty. Frank Clementi concluded by calling on the House and Senate to increase benefits for all Social Security beneficiaries, improve the cost of living adjustment to better reflect the actual needs of seniors and people with disabilities. Ensure no one retires into poverty after a full career of work. Improve benefits for surviving spouses. Restore student benefits for dependent children of the disabled, deceased, or retired workers. Increase benefits for children living with grandparents or relatives. And finally, ensure millionaires and billionaires pay their fair share. And apply FICA contributions to incomes over $400,000. Remember, for 50 years, Congress has failed to increase Social Security's modest benefits. So, we need to let our one Republican representative know that he should vote for passage of H.R. 860, the Social Security 2100 Act. This is George Waring, and I thank you for listening.